speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Monday, May the 13th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Well, it's official. Even the mainstream media is talking about how Facebook sees itself writing a global constitutional convention on how they are going to define speech for the world. As I had said last week, when we look at the very weak response, if any, most of the time it's just silence out of Washington, out of our elected leaders, but we had a bipartisan reaction. We had Democrat Senator Blumenthal. We had Republican Senator Hawley saying, well, I just don't think that $5 billion is enough, and I want the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, to do more in terms of fining Facebook for violating people's privacy. Because, you know, privacy is a human right. Now, free speech is not a human right, of course. That does not need to be protected. And what is absolutely amazing about this is the passivity of our elected representatives who have abdicated all of their constitutional duties and authority to write laws. They're begging the FTC to do something about this. Why? Because they're not going to do anything about it. Congress hasn't done anything about anything for a long time. It's just like the rules that we see coming out of the European Union. Copyright rules that are going to be used to advance their case of censorship and speech control. It's not about copyright. It's about controlling speech. And so the European Union has written some rules, but they had to pass that resolution. But we're still waiting to find out what's in it, because that's the way it always works. They always kick this stuff to another organ, to a bureaucracy to do it. Except now the bureaucracies are punting even that unconstitutional authority that they have. They're relinquishing that to multinational corporations. You understand? As they talk about this, and well, you know, their poor Facebook, poor Zuckerberg, he's just caught between a rock and a hard place. He's got to come up with some kind of rules. And so he's got a constitutional convention. 6 months ago, they were talking about how he was going to set up a kind of Supreme Court of Appeals. Except, of course, you know, they get to decide who even gets to argue their case before the Supreme Court, like our current Supreme Court does. Quite frankly, we gave way too much power to our Supreme Court. We gave way too much power to Washington, and Washington kicked it over to a permanent, unelected bureaucracy, the administrative state. And now they are kicking the can over to corporations, multinational corporations, who basically own the Internet. This is the sorry state of affairs that we're in. Quite frankly, folks, we're going to talk about what this looks like. We're going to talk about the moves by Jeff Bezos. This is, like I said last week, he's come out as a full-on Bond villain. But we're also going to talk about some updates, things that have happened to Julian Assange. How is he being treated in prison? Well, there's evidence that he's being tortured, being chemically lobotomized in prison as they move forward and come up with some new charges. Again, they brought back the charges that were dismissed a long time ago by Sweden, the rape charges. So I guess, you know, double jeopardy doesn't apply. Statute of limitations don't apply. Human rights don't apply. Nothing applies when the global government wants you. And it was interesting over the weekend that WikiLeaks put out an email that they'd intercepted from Stratfor talking about this exact same strategy. Oh, let's ship him from country to country. Let's go after anybody that is tangentially involved with WikiLeaks. Let's take all of their money and so forth and so on. That appears to be what they're doing right now. And we'll talk about the anti-Mother's Day movement over the weekend. I hope you had a nice Mother's Day. There's many people who don't like mothers. They don't like babies much. They were very active over the weekend, making some amazing claims and statements. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Monday, May 13th, year of our Lord 2019. I'm David Knight, and we're going to talk about corporate global governance. Yes. The mask is completely off. They're now talking about it. And it's like, oh, you know, this is kind of a good thing. This is the article that's been linked up at Drudge Report over the weekend from The Week. Inside Facebook's Global Constitutional Convention. Does that set off all your spidey sense alarms? Are you pulling out your musket? this is absolutely insane, folks. And in this piece, they openly refer to the fact, well, they're going to set up this organization is going to act a little bit like a Supreme Court. So here we have Facebook, and you have all these terms being bandied about, constitutional convention, global constitutional convention, Supreme Court and so forth. And as I tweeted out over the weekend, if you want to follow me, Libertarian, you'll have to go to my site because they basically have shut down anybody being able to see anything that I put there. I think there's the shadow banning has gotten to the extent that, I'll put something up in about, I'll put it up in the morning. I'll put it up early afternoon. Wee hours of the night, my wife will say, David Knight just tweeted, look at this. This is something that you put out like 12, 15 hours ago. If you get it at all. My engagement, you can look at the metrics, my engagement on Twitter is about a quarter of what it was when I had half as many followers. You just want to know how they're throttling that game. And it is a game, but you can still subscribe to me on Twitter. I'm there for the time being. They haven't completely taken me off the platform yet. Just shadow banning what I put out. If you want to know what's really dangerous that they don't want you to see. Well, you're going to hear it on this program, but you can also see it and pass it along on Twitter, Libertarian again. And as I said over the weekend, I said, it's pretty amazing when you look at the pattern of devolution of power. First, everything went from the individual to the community to the state to the federal government. Any problem had to be solved by government and, of course, by government at the federal level. And we've seen the same thing happen to education. Now it's happening to speech. Everything gets pulled up to the center. But there is a global aspect of this as well. As it got to Washington, and Washington assumed all control of our lives, it was just too much for these people to handle, right? I mean, you have to have a massive bureaucracy if you're going to micromanage every detail of everybody's lives, and you're going to fix everything. And let me say to you conservatives, you're just as guilty of this as the liberals are. You think that your salvation is going to come from electing the right man or the right political party in Washington. It's not. Maybe the last 2 to 4 years ought to tell you that, right? They're not going to give up the power. These people are like a cancer. It's like saying, okay, well, I've discovered cancer in one part of my body, so I'm going to add cancer to other organs in order to get rid of, to fight that other cancer. It isn't going to work that way. You gotta, this cancer of control has metastasized throughout Washington. And they've all got their own agenda. And they're all killing the host. You and I. America. And it, the only way we're going to do this is to cut it off. It's like gangrene. It's like cancer. You have to cut it off and you have to do it at the lowest possible level. You have to get a sheriff. You have to have people at the county level who are going to stand up to this tyranny. Preferably the state, but it's, you know, you can do a lot at the county level as well. Stop looking to one man in Washington to be your savior. I do this program. You know, my perspective on this program is I'm not here to fix the world. I'm simply a watcher on the wall. I'm telling you what I see. And it's up to you to do something about it. And the key thing you better do is pray about it. Because that's really where the power is. I tell you where the problems are, where the attacks are coming from. And if you sit there and do nothing about it, and you don't have to get politically active. Like I said, I think the most effective, powerful thing you can do is to pray about it. That was the first thing we were told to do. You know, he said, well, when you pray, you know, pray that you live peaceful and quiet lives. Pray for your rulers, right? That they'll leave you alone or that they will respect your rights or that they will align themselves with God's principles and leave you alone, let you have the free exercise of religion. We've got a story coming up today. Glad to see this happening in Texas. Had a local Texas group, put up a cross somewhere in a public area. You had this atheist organization, Freedom From Religion. That should tell you that they are adamantly and diametrically opposed to the principles of America and the Constitution and the First Amendment, because the First Amendment is not about freedom from religion. It's about the free expression of religion. And I'm sorry if you're offended by that. Yes, the cross is an offense. Sorry if you're offended by that, but that doesn't give you the option to shut down my free expression of religion or to shut down my speech. But that is the principle on which everybody is operating now. And when you go back and you look at what is happening on social media and the censorship that's rolling out, what is the principle of that? The fundamental principle is somebody somewhere was offended by this. And that goes back to my childhood. That goes back to the point at which they eradicated God out of the government schools by saying somebody, this one atheist up here was offended by under God or whatever, or moment of silence. So we got to purge that because one person was offended. Once we embraced that principle, that tyranny of the minority over everybody else, if somebody is offended, then you have no right of expression at all. Of course, that doesn't apply to Hollywood, right? No matter how offensive or disgusting their content is that I find disgusting. Oh, they have First Amendment rights. Hollywood might be interested to find out that they had no First Amendment rights in movies from 1917 to the early 1950s. As a matter of fact, as Woodrow Wilson wanted to go to war, he assessed a very heavy fine and jail term against a film producer who produced, of all things, The Spirit of 76. It was a silent film about the American Revolution. And because it portrayed the British in a negative light, they were the bad guys, by the way, for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and all of those who follow her. Yes, if I know that it's ancient history. I know, as Buttigieg would say, it's a generational thing, right? It was a couple of generations ago. Several. In the War of Independence, of course, portraying it accurately, he portrayed the British as enemies. But Wilson wanted to get us involved in World War One, and so he wanted the British to be portrayed as good guys, as our allies. And so he told this film director, stop it. And he didn't. And so he put him in jail, gave him a massive fine, ended the guy's career. And the Supreme Court said there is no First Amendment protection for films. But now they say that, you know, that is protected. But your political speech, your religious expression, says Hollywood, is not to be protected whatsoever. They're on some pretty shaky ground. They might realize that a government that can take away and can give, can also take away again their right of free speech. And that free speech really wasn't about violence or sex being portrayed openly. It was really about politics. And before that, about religion. That's why this country was colonized, people wanting to have their freedom of religion. So when I look at a global constitutional convention being held by Facebook and them talking about how they're going to set up a Supreme Court to adjudicate what content gets removed and what stays and how they are meeting under Chatham House rules. Where have we heard that before? We hear that every time Bilderberg is meeting. Oh, well, you know, we'll tell you everything. We'll show you. We'll have photo ops for you at Davos. But when we meet for our Bilderberg meetings, oh, you can't see anything. We'll get the local government to pay for very expensive security to keep the reporters miles and miles away. And, you know, we've imposed Chatham House rules because we are the rulers. Governments meeting secretly with corporations.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now, we're bringing you an all-new version to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Take advantage of the superior form of B12 and head to InfoWarsStore.com today. Get Ultra 12, now at 50% off.
You like Secret 12? This is Secret 12, but twice as strong, so I called it Ultra 12. And we decided I liked Secret 12 Plus, but they said, look, when you do Plus, people don't get that it means better and more. Just call it Ultra 12. Well, you know what? I don't like how the label's printed. And it just so happens it had already been labeled with the other. We decided to change the name. So when you peel off the label, underneath it, it's Secret 12 Plus. Twice as strong, 50% off right now. Better than Secret 12 ever was. InfoWarsStore.com, now back in stock after 4 months, sold out.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Working starts to make me wonder where fruits of what I do are growing. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine.
And that's exactly what Zuckerberg is trying to do. He's trying to run your own life. And of course, you know, we're just told they're just a successful American company. It's all your choice. You know, you could choose to use Facebook or not use Facebook. That's their retort, again, to Chris Hughes, one of the co-founders of Facebook, as I reported last week, the New York Times op-ed piece that he wrote, saying that Facebook needs to be broken up. He says it's dangerous. It's too powerful. And now they come back and say, well, you know, it's okay. I mean, they're doing a really responsible job. They're going to write a global constitutional, they're having a global constitutional convention where they meet behind closed doors with government officials, and we're not allowed to know what's happening with that. And then they'll have a group of people that they will call the Facebook Supreme Court, act kind of like that. They've been talking about that for quite some time. This is nothing new. I mean, they were talking about the Supreme Court angle 6 months ago. The Verge covered that last November. Facebook will create an independent oversight group to review content moderation appeals, is the headline, back in November last year. So they'll attempt to balance an effort to expand the right to free speech with the need to keep people safe around the world. Oh, you know what? How many times have I said on this program, whenever anybody says we need to balance your liberty with your safety, they're lying to you. They are lying to you. You don't balance liberty with safety. They're not two opposite things. You know, freedom is dangerous to the people who want to control you, but it is your very lifeblood if you don't want to be a slave. See, slaves are never safe. Slaves are never prosperous. To the extent that you let these people gaslight you, to the extent that you buy their lies, that you're going to have somehow give up your liberty to get a little bit of temporary safety, the founders weren't fooled by that. Benjamin Franklin said those who give up liberty, hoping that they're going to get some temporary safety, deserve neither. And history has shown that you get neither. Think about it. To the extent that you give up your liberty, you become a slave. Slaves are never safe. They're never prosperous. It is a fool's bargain. It is a Faustian bargain that they're telling you. Always make, oh, well, you know, looking at how we're going to do this, says The Verge. And how were they going to do it 6 months ago? They said Zuckerberg's announcement comes several months after, 6 months ago. It already, several months earlier, told Ezra Klein in a podcast that Facebook might one day need an analog to the Supreme Court. And so they called him and did an interview a few months after that, which was 6 months ago. And they said, during the call, I asked Zuckerberg for a few more details about how this body might work. Please tell us, global leader, what will you allow us to do and what will you allow us not to do? Because, you know, if you make the rules, you are the, if you make the global rules, you are the global leader. You're the global ruler. Well, he said it would likely be asked to choose high-profile or important cases. You know, kind of like the appeals courts in the United States. And, of course, just like the appeals courts, they'll decide who they'll hear and who they won't hear. He also suggested they would likely publish their decisions, creating a kind of case law around Facebook policies. Again, we've allowed power to pass to Washington. Once it passed to Washington, because, you know, just from a practical standpoint, we asked government to control every aspect of our life. And that is true of both conservatives and of liberals. Both of them want the government to control us in one way or the other. And so it was just too much for anybody to do, you know, too much for a legislative body to do. Because, you know, they've got political games to play. You know, snooping on each other, lying about each other, using their allies in law enforcement and the intelligence services to try to take the other people out of office. You know, that kind of stuff. That's really what they're focused on. So they punt all of that stuff. What would be legislation by our elected representatives? They punt all that to the bureaucracy, to the administrative state. So we not only have taxation without representation, we have legislation without representation. But they don't call it legislation. They don't call it law. They call it rules. And because they call it rules, they claim that we don't have the presumption of innocence. They claim that we don't get due process because, you know, it's just a rule. It's the worst of all possible situations, except that now they're kicking the rules to be made by multinational corporations. And it's not even a board of directors. It's one little nerd, Zuckerberg. It's absolutely amazing to me to see how weak these senators are with this stuff. So going back to the article about the Global Constitutional Convention that came out over the weekend, they said that they're holding roundtables around the world with policy experts. And as The Week says, though it occurred before the publishing of Hughes's op-ed, yeah, quite a while before, it was clear that Facebook is looking to preempt the kind of aggressive government intervention proposed. They said that it's to just show how complicated this issue of moderating what people can post on Facebook is. You know, they're faced, poor Zuckerberg, he's faced with this task, this superhuman task of deciding, you know, being a benevolent dictator when it comes to free speech. And this benevolent dictator has to decide what everyone in the world can say about every issue. It just makes you feel sorry for him, the way that the mainstream media puts it out there. What a burden. What a burden to have. The roundtable said it took place under guidelines called Chatham House Rules, which allow discussion of what was said in the group, but forbid attributing what was said by whom. Well, that's not exactly true. They don't even tell you what was said. The Chatham House Rules, that is the dodge that's used by the Bilderberg Group. When you have major multinational corporations secretly conspiring with political parties, political individuals, people from governments all around the world, they get together and they say, yeah, it's just Chatham House. We just want to get together and be able to talk freely about things. There's no business being performed here, except when we covered the Bilderberg Group in Copenhagen. That was the one time I think they let reporters closer than ever before because they put it right in the center of town. And they didn't have us, they couldn't cordon us off in Copenhagen. They couldn't cordon us off to have us 10 miles away, you know, where you got to get a telescope to see it. We saw everybody coming and going. And one morning my wife saw Ed Balls, who was the shadow chancellor of the exchequer, essentially the opposition party's version of the secretary of the treasury, saw him trying to get in a side entrance. She started taking pictures. He didn't have his badge. So he's fumbling around looking for his badge. He's got a rolling suitcase behind him. Finally, in desperation, he opens up the rolling suitcase to look for his badge, and it was filled with nothing but papers. Yeah, they're not going to put that stuff on a computer. It's very important that they get that stuff in there. He didn't have any clothes that he was checking into the hotel with. It was all paperwork that was in that. Clothes he could ship. Paperwork, that's got to go with him. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Chatham House Rules.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now, we're bringing you an all-new version to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Take advantage of the superior form of B12 and head to InfoWarsStore.com today. Get Ultra 12, now at 50% off.
You like Secret 12? This is Secret 12, but twice as strong, so I called it Ultra 12. And we decided I liked Secret 12 Plus, but they said, look, when you do Plus, people don't get that it means better and more. Just call it Ultra 12. Well, you know what? I don't like how the label's printed. And it just so happens it had already been labeled with the other. We decided to change the name. So when you peel off the label, underneath it, it's Secret 12 Plus. Twice as strong, 50% off right now. Better than Secret 12 ever was. InfoWarsStore.com, now back in stock after 4 months, sold out.
powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every InfoWarrior loves. Powered by iodine and nano silver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silver Soul in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
Stacy in the great state of Texas, in FEMA Region 6, you're on the air worldwide, Stacy.
Good to talk to you. Before I get into what I want to say, I just want to let you know that I don't normally take vitamins at all. I was turned on to the Ultimate Female Force. I looked at all the ingredients, and they're all organic, root, things like that, that I trust. You know, because I've seen a lot of other vitamins, they don't have things that they say that they have in them. And they're often not things that are natural. So I appreciate that.
Well, what happened with Ultimate Female Force? Tell us about it.
Well, it's really great. You know, it's like a multivitamin. I take it. It tastes good. It doesn't have that nasty aftertaste. It actually has kind of a pleasant aftertaste. And, you know, it just gives me energy and fuels me throughout the day. So I really like it.
Well, just so you know, we look at whatever the best herbs are. They're known to turbocharge women. And then we get the organic ones and put it in it. So, yeah, stamina, libido, energy. These are amazing things in Ultimate Female Force, so I'm glad you plugged it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber. A mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're looking at the blueprint for global governance as we have Facebook proudly talking about how they're having meetings around the world with experts held under Chatham House rules, which is the way these people always get together in their secret Bilderberg confabs. We're not allowed to know. We don't get a say. These are going to be composed. They're going to have a kind of an arbitration group that's going to get to decide if you think that you were taken down wrongly. And that'll be kind of interesting because, you know, they completely purged Alex Jones and InfoWars, my account, so forth. I didn't have an account there. I did for a couple of months. I signed on to Facebook about 10, 15 years ago. And didn't pass the sniff test with me, frankly. It wasn't worth it to try to find people from my long-lost past to get involved in that. I could see where this whole thing was headed, and quite frankly, it's been there now for a long time. Look at the way that they are controlling people, following people that don't even have a Facebook account. Even if you delete Facebook, they still continue to follow you. But, of course, they took us down without any explanation, without any warning, without any reason given. But, of course, they're going to have a Supreme Court that you can go to appeal cases. I'm sure that if they don't even care enough in this public square when they take away your free speech? If they don't care enough to give you a reason now, why would they give you an appeal hearing? But it's going to be comprised of 40 people drawn from a diverse background in both identity and area expertise. Oh, that sounds great. I don't even know what they mean by a background in identity expertise and area expertise. Anyway, the bottom line is they're unelected. They're unaccountable to you. But Facebook's Peter Stern made it very clear, writes The Week, that the company was all in on the idea. And that the desire for the board also comes from a recognition that Facebook should not be making decisions alone. Yes, they want to have plausible deniability for the actions that they're taking. Understand, this is a private-public partnership for censorship and population control. Because if they can control your speech, if they can control what you see and hear and say, they control you. That's why free speech and free press and a free expression of religion, that's why those are the very first rights that are enumerated in the Bill of Rights. And they want to take that away. And so government wants plausible deniability. They have a problem with the First Amendment. They can't really, they're not going to be able to get political support to get rid of the First Amendment as much as they'd like to. So they have to have somebody do it for them. And I've talked about how this works. When you look at the way they've used media organizations statewide to suppress the participation of third parties and independents in the debates. Yes, they jumped through all the hoops and more. They put a lot of hoops out there just for independents and third parties that they don't put for the Democrats or Republicans. And then once you jump through all those extra hoops and get on the ballot, they'll take you off the next time as well. But once you get through all of those and you want to participate in the election, in the debates, then what they would do is they would have the debates controlled by the state professional journalists. And the professional journalist didn't want a debate. They wanted to have a tea party with the Democrats and Republicans who were going to give them access. They don't want to talk about issues. That could get kind of messy if you talk about stuff that they don't always talk about every single election. There are some issues on which you're allowed to have a debate, and they're going to both take different sides. But on the key issues, they agree. And there's going to be a lot of existential issues on which they don't want any discussion at all. So they would say, well, this is a private organization. The press organization over here, the establishment press, has decided that these people who are on the ballot aren't going to be participating in the debate. So you're gone. And that gave them plausible deniability to control speech. So if that's what Facebook does for our government here and for many other governments as well, quite frankly, takes the heat off of them. They can have these hearings and say, well, you know, we're not happy with the way Facebook did this, so we're going to change it. What? Meanwhile, all the time, they are pushing Facebook to do more. And Google. You know, say, take down people's content now based on copyright. Not just for supposed hate, or because you say that it's fake, or because it's somehow a conspiracy theory, and we will, you know, decide what all those, we'll decide what's real and what's fake and what's a conspiracy theory and what is hateful, and now we're going to use copyright claims to censor people's speech as well. So it's always coming from the government, but it's implemented by these corporations. It is a public-private partnership to control you, to censor this stuff. It is fascism. That really is what fascism is. It is a government and corporations working together. Now, Facebook is getting a little bit too much blame for all this, so they want to offload this to a group of 40 people. Or to these other sites, as we've talked about in the past, you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center, to Snopes, to the Poynter Institute. You know, those people will give Facebook and Google plausible deniability, where they don't have to accept responsibility directly. And so they want to create this other organization to give them plausible deniability. That's the way they pass the responsibility down the chain so that, you know, they muddy the water and you don't know really who's doing this, but we know where this comes from. They say they have still, as The Week says, serious concerns remain. Oh, yes, they do. Very serious concerns. How might a 40-person board adequately represent the concerns of thousands of groups across the globe? Well, the answer is, of course, it won't. It'll represent the interest of a small elitist group. Let's put that those people together. How might a set of universal rules address the significant disparities in belief and practice by the billions of people who use or will soon use the platform? Well, the answer is, it won't. They will be imposing their values on everybody. That was the purpose. That's why the government aided Facebook to get this monopoly. That's why they created the internet in the first place. How might a company firmly committed to American ideals? Are you kidding me? Facebook firmly committed to American ideals? You want to spell out what those American ideals? Or let's just, no, you know, mom and apple pie. No, they don't even like mom anymore. We'll get to that in a minute here. How might a company firmly committed to American ideals not end up exporting those ideals? Oh, wouldn't that be awful? Quite frankly, the American culture that we have today, it would be a crime to export that to the rest of the world. But that's not America's ideals. Like I said before, we're at a juncture right now where I say you better start praying. And I'm not saying that because a lot of people say, well, there's nothing left to do but pray, you know? I've tried everything for real, and now I got to try praying. No, no. Prayer is the first thing you ought to do. It is the most important thing you ought to do. And if your attitude is, well, you know, I've exhausted all possible real things that I could do, so I just got to pray. Well, let me tell you what. You don't have a prayer. And if that's the attitude of America, it isn't worth praying for. They go on to say the difficulty seems inherent to what Facebook is actually doing. In essence, they're writing a constitution for the global moderation of speech. Let me repeat that. They're writing a constitution for the global moderation of speech. That is an abomination. No government, certainly not any corporation, should be doing that. But they just blindly put that in there in the week, the mainstream media. Oh, look at this. Okay, now they're going to have, we're going to have Jeff, because it's not even Facebook. As Chris Hughes was saying, it's not Facebook. He says Zuckerberg has too much power. He has near unilateral power. He said, we all make mistakes. But I think that his case is different because there's no accountability for those mistakes. He says, Mark's the CEO. He owns 60% of the voting shares. He's not accountable even to the board. And so they say, well, Facebook is going to write a constitution for the global moderation of speech. We got a worldwide dictator in this little nerd that you've seen speechless before Congress. Unbelievable. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
The globalists are hyper-competitive scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality metal gabalamin and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Back in the 1970s, the big new Brzezinski wrote a book called Between Two Ages. What were the two ages? Well, where they were then and where they were going. And we're almost there. By 2030, we will have world governance by a technocratic elite. That was what Brzezinski envisioned. And if you don't believe that, look at the casual way that the weak talks about Facebook, in their words, quote, in essence, writing a constitution for the global moderation of speech. The absurdity, they said, of the situation was also hard to ignore. Here you have a private company trying to do the right thing, in which the right thing was to try to find the right way to govern speech on the world's largest democratic platform. Let me say this. It is not a democratic platform. People don't get a vote as to whether or not the content remains there. We're talking about moderation. Yes, you can upvote things or whatever. And again, it goes back to that thumbs up thing. It goes back to Zuckerberg's well-publicized obsession with Roman dictators. The thumbs up, the thumbs down. He even spent a considerable amount of his honeymoon going around looking at what was, I forget which emperor it was. I'm thinking it was Nero. I mean, that would be a better fit. I think it was Augustus. You know, I'm going to be a benevolent dictator. Thumbs up, thumbs down. People talked about that, how his obsession, even impinging on his honeymoon. Yeah, he sees himself as a worldwide dictator. Perhaps we could call, there he is. Perhaps we could call it the, that's not him, but there's pictures of Zuckerberg as the dictator. Anyway, we could call him the worldwide czar of the Fourth Reich, because that's what's really being created here. It is not a democratic platform, because only Zuckerberg votes who gets to stay on and who gets to stay off. Not even his board. He controls 60%. As Chris Hughes, one of the co-founders, said, he's not even accountable to the board of directors. He's not accountable to anybody, quite frankly. This folks, as I've said before. They go on to say it's indicative of the fact that the company is kind of suprastate. It's a globalist state. It's above governments, right? A suprastate unto itself, significantly more powerful than most countries around the globe. And it has enormous influence. Yes, of course. And it's going to influence our elections. It's going to control our elections to start with. So it'll have even more influence. Now, it's not a democracy. It's not a democratic platform. Quite frankly, it is a public square. He said it. Jack Dorsey has said it many times. And let me explain to me, the people who don't seem to understand what a public square is. A public square is not a small town bakery where a couple of people with a political agenda go in to troll the baker, to try to pit their personal sexual preferences against his religious convictions and try to punish him, put him out of business. That's not a public square. The mall is not a public square either. It's a bigger place of business. It's got a lot of places of business there. And they very highly regulate the kinds of businesses and the storefronts that are there. Oh, yes. Why would they do that? Even the kiosks, they decide who's going to be there and who's going to be appropriate and how they're going to conduct themselves and so forth. Because the way each and every one of those businesses, including the kiosks, conduct themselves reflects on the other businesses. And it's going to impact their sales. This is not the case with social media. It's not a mall. It's not a bakery. It is a public square. If you want to know what Facebook and Twitter are or should be, take a look at the model of what used to be. I don't think it really even exists there anymore. Speaker's Corner, Hyde Park, London. There used to be a situation where you would have you take your soapbox, literally, or a crate, put it down, stand up on it, start talking about whatever you wanted. People could show up and listen to you if they thought you were interesting. If they disagreed with you, they would shout back and argue with you. The police would show up and protect you from violence in case somebody wanted to fight you because they were going to protect your free speech. Now, it's not like that anymore because of Islam. That completely destroyed that, and because of the political correctness of the police there. I've talked about that in the past as well. When my wife and I went there many times in the 1980s, and then we went back with my family, our family in 2001, it had completely changed, and it's completely gone now. You can't be a Christian preacher there. They don't protect Christian speech anymore. Because if the Muslims are offended by that, they will, you know, whisk you off. They'll frog march you out of the area and dump you in a remote region of London, even if they don't put you in jail. And they'll threaten you along the way. That's the police now. But if you go back to that old model that idealized free speech, that's really what these social media companies began as. That's the business model that they put out there. They told everybody that's what they were going to do. And that's really what we should go back to. It really does, you know, we look at this mall, and like I said, it's not a mall. They're not trying to sell you on that stuff. Quite frankly, you are what's being sold. So you just think of social media as a slave market. All of you slaves who are still on Facebook. Going on what Chris Hughes said, he said, Facebook so dominates social networking, it faces no market-based accountability. Not a free market. This means, he said, that every time Facebook messes up, we repeat an exhausting pattern. First outrage, then disappointment, and then finally resignation. Resignation that nothing is going to be done. And when he talks about messing up, you know, this is always like, oh, well, you know, we didn't do anything wrong. Mistakes were made. Yeah, right. Hughes recounted how during Facebook's early days, working out of an office on Emerson Street, downtown Palo Alto, Zuckerberg would describe his goals for Facebook as, quote unquote, domination. We've talked about this many times. This is not the first time we've heard this. It's the first time his co-founder has come out and said this. And as I point out on Zero Hedge, look at the graphics here about their domination. They've got the platforms that are owned by Facebook compared to YouTube, WeChat, Reddit, Twitter, LinkedIn, Snapchat, and so forth. They said 15 years later, the company has succeeded. Facebook is worth half a trillion dollars, and it commands More than 80%, says Chris Hughes, by his estimate, more than 80% of the world's social networking revenue. It is a powerful monopoly, eclipsing all of its rivals, erasing competition from the social networking category. This explains why, even during the horrible year of 2018, Facebook's earnings per share increased by an astounding 40% compared with the year before. See, this is where we are with this, folks. And if we're going to allow them to continue moving in this area, and just understand, they're doing this to be the plausible deniability for the governments. And then they're going to set up these new structures, these new institutions like Snopes and Southern Poverty Law Center, these people who are so unbiased, to be the arbiters of truth, the arbiters of hate and love, and whether or not you should be depersoned and completely purged out of the internet. And if you want to understand, this is coming from the governments. We've talked about this, how people like Marco Rubio are not interested in talking to Alex Jones about being censored. No, he wants to make sure that they are going to follow his orders. And now we see that coming out of the European Union with the new copyright directive. As I tweeted out yesterday, these two things here tell you everything about it. YouTube creators fear their livelihood and creative outlet because of new EU copyright rules. They're going to use it to ban people. And then the other part of it is, I said, legal experts say the directive could end up further entrenching powerful players like YouTube that have the ability to comply with new laws. That's exactly what happened with the bank regulations. As we saw the Consumer Protection and Financial Board by Elizabeth Warren, we saw that driving small banks out of business left and right by the hundreds every year until you just got the few that are too big to fail. Folks, if you want to keep us from failing, if you want to stand with a free independent media, if you want to stand for free speech and the free press, we have a way for you to do that. You can become a sponsor of ours by buying the products, making the determination about what you want, your informed consent, what you want for your health and your family's health. We have a lot of safe, natural, effective products, and we put them on discount to make it a little bit easier for you to support us. Here we got Ultra 12, a new form of Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, twice the B12, half the price right now is an introductory special. We also have bone broth, 50% off. We have $50 off of both the Alexa Pure Pro Gravity Feed Water Filter and the Alexa Pure Breeze Air Filter. And just for our listeners, we have a special code, Wake Up. Get 10% off the Patriot Blend or Immune Support of 100% organic coffee. That's Wake Up America. Just key in the code Wake Up to save 10% off Wake Up America coffee.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. Must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every InfoWarrior loves. Powered by iodine and nanosilver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silver Soul in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, I want to just take a quick detour here at the top of the hour. Most stations, some stations will run news. We're going to give you a little bit of side news before we get back into what's going to be happening with the copyright directive. And I want to get into what's going on with Julian Assange. Because this is, Julian Assange, of course, is a very important part of the fight for our free speech and a free press. If we are not allowed to know what our government is doing, and they are allowed to know everything about us, that is not a sustainable situation, folks. And what they're doing to Julian Assange right now is an abomination. And it's a partnership between the U.S. and the U.K., the same people who tried to overthrow our election here in the United States and take President Trump out are now, even though President Trump is remaining passive in all of this, you ought to understand these people who are Julian Assange's enemies are his enemies as well. And they are our enemies as well. And just as an example of this, I thought it was kind of interesting what James Comey had to say over the weekend about how it is totally normal to put spies in political campaigns for the FBI. And of course, as I've mentioned many times, that's the way these guys got started. Take a look at the history of J. Edgar Hoover. But here's James Comey defending the perfectly normal practice of planting people near political campaigns. He's doing it on CNN, of course.
But sending an investigator undercover to meet with somebody who is connected to the campaign,
interviewing FBI,
they claimed he was later on just a coffee boy. That is an extreme step, no?
No, it's a reasonable. That was the guy, Papadopoulos, who was the subject of the information we got from the Australians, that he had talked to the Russians.
Did you sign off on the investigator going?
I don't remember talking about that particular step of my team. I knew they were trying to see if they could check it out. That's a totally normal step. See if you can get somebody close to the person and see if they'll confirm what we heard from the Australians.
How involved? But sending an investigator.
Absolutely amazing. And again, remember when all this broke about George Papadopoulos and we were talking about it? We were like, George Papadopoulos? Who is George Papadopoulos? He's now become something of a household name. But nobody had ever heard of him. The people in the upper echelon of the Trump campaign never heard of him. Most of us who follow this very closely in the media had never heard of him. He was a guy who had basically inflated his resume to insinuate himself into a couple of photo ops. He was very, 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 very peripheral to the campaign. It just goes to show how desperate these people were that they would go to the outer fringes of the campaign and try to flip somebody. And again, came out last week. He talked about how they had set up an attempt to create a honey pot trap for him. You know, brought this woman over and she flirted with him and wrote him emails, and she was paid by these people to try to make it appear that there was some kind of a foreign conspiracy going on. When really the reality is the foreign conspiracy between the CIA and the UK intelligence agencies, between the DNC and the Ukrainian government. The Ukrainian government is begging for people to look at the corruption that was going on there between the Democrats and other Ukrainian politicians. Giuliani was going to go over there and talk to them. He goes, oh, maybe I better not do that. Yeah, that was going to be a trap for you as well. Now, bring them over here and do it in a committee meeting or something, because that shows just how desperate these people are. Look, the FBI building has still got J. Edgar Hoover's name on it. Google him. I mean, you can still find they haven't flush that down the memory hole yet. You understand, all these former presidents, both parties, Nixon, Truman, all talked about how the FBI was trending toward a Gestapo. That was back to Truman. What do you think they are today? They're a much more powerful Gestapo.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain. Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to talk a little bit about, move on from Facebook for a second here, because we're going to get back to free speech with Julian Assange and what is being done to him in the UK. You will not believe it when I tell you, but it's true, folks. The YouTube and others are looking at the new copyright laws coming from the EU. It's a directive that's put out there. And they said, under new rules, which member states will have 2 years to formally write into law. So what does that mean? It's kind of like when Nancy Pelosi said, well, we got to pass Obamacare to find out what's in it. See, what they do is you have your elected representatives who will create these massive new bureaucracies or new programs or whatever, legislative initiatives that create new bureaucracies or give new powers to existing bureaucracies, as Obamacare did. And then they'll let those organizations write the rules to find out what's in it, because they don't write laws anymore. It's kind of what they did with the Consumer Financial Protection Board that Elizabeth Warren is so proud of. Oh, we're going to protect consumers. How are they going to protect consumers? Well, they're going to generate lots and lots of new rules. And they didn't write the rules in the Senate and the House. Instead, they had this new bureaucracy write the rules. And they became so arrogant that within just a couple of years, after the first director stepped down, President Trump, remember, said, well, I'm going to appoint so-and-so to be the head of this this bureaucracy. And they said, no, you aren't. The number two person is going to assume responsibility for this. Remember how they got into a fight with President Trump? Saying, oh, no, you know, we're like a government unto ourselves. And we've decided that, you know, when the first director steps down, the number two person is going to step into his place. And they defied President Trump there for a moment, and then eventually it backed down. But, folks, the day is coming when these people won't even have the person at the top appointed by our elected representatives. They're just going to do everything on their own. They are a law unto themselves. This all began, of course, with the IRS. When people talk about the IRS being a law unto itself, that's exactly what they meant. They said, well, we got to have an income tax. They didn't go through constitutional procedures to put an end, but nevertheless, you know, they pretended that they had the constitutional authority to have an income tax. They created the IRS, and then they turned over to the IRS the implementation and the rule writing and the enforcement and the so-called tax court stuff, right, where you don't have any presumption of innocence, where they impute income to you, and then you got to prove that you're innocent, prove that you don't have that income. We're going to say that you do, and we're going to treat you that way. And that pattern has now metastasized into every one of the agencies. And so you have the net result is that the Consumer Financial Protection Board created a lot of new rules for how to do loans. And the paperwork was so burdensome, so cumbersome, they started having that small banks could not keep up with it. See, the big banks can. You know, the big banks that were created when Bill Clinton signed off on the initially on the merger between two of the largest banks, Nations Bank and Bank of America, to create the new Bank of America. And when they did that, everybody said, well, that's going to set off a wave of consolidation mergers. You're going to wind up with just a handful of banks that are going to be too big to fail. And that's exactly what happened. That combined with allowing them to participate in risky derivative markets by eliminating the Glass-Steagall Act. Those two things done by the Clinton administration are responsible ultimately for the massive meltdown that we had about 10 years later. And when we look at, so after that crisis, they said, well, we're going to protect the consumers from this ever happening again. So we're going to write some new, all kinds of new regulations about getting loans for houses and for other types of loans. And the paperwork became so burdensome that nobody except those too big to fail banks could comply with it. So the small banks stopped writing loans for that because they couldn't handle the paperwork. And then they started going out of business by the hundreds. And for several years, you'd see at the end of the year, Matt Drudge had put up a list, you know, 170 banks went out of business this year, small banks, next year, 180 next year, 150 next year, 130. What? And then you don't see it anymore because most of the smaller banks are gone. And what they'll do is they'll wait a little bit of time and then they'll take away that burden of regulation for the big banks. Or maybe they'll keep it in there to make sure they don't get any new competitors. Who knows what they'll do? I mean, they could run either way with that. But that's exactly what they're going to do using the copyright law. YouTube will be able to comply with the copyright law. But if you've got a small independent site that wants to follow the business model, and there is a business model out there, people would love to jump on a site that doesn't moderate their speech. But if you want to do that, then they will come after them in the name of copyright laws because they're already coming after them through the banking system, which is just a handful of banks that are completely connected. You know, they're politically connected to the government. It is a fascist, not just a fiat banking system, but it is a fascist fiat banking system because there's that close connection between the bankers and the government. So, as I point out, if YouTube chose to block copyright content with stricter upload filters, everything from a family video of a couple's first wedding dance to potentially viral dance challenges videos, flash mobs and so forth could be blocked from the site. Look, before YouTube suddenly took down all of the programming capability, all the archives of this program, and on that site, I had never had any strike or any complaints, any warnings even, of anything. And they also took down another site that I hadn't used for about 3 years, content that I had produced while I was here at InfoWars. That site had not had any strikes. It had had one video that was blocked for North America. It was a video that I did on the 100th anniversary of the creation of the Federal Reserve. And since it was done at Christmas time, I did the video. It was called It's a Wonderful Lie. And I used clips from It's a Wonderful Life because there's a lot of parallels between that banker there, Potter, and J.P. Morgan. You know, he engineered a run on the banks to try to put his competitors out of business and so forth. And, you know, a lot of different things like that. But I talked about it in a broader context. I didn't just talk about the movie. But, you know, there are reviews of movies all the time where they have clips of movies that are even still in the theater, and they don't take them down for copyright violations. And this movie, It's a Wonderful Life, where did I get those clips that I used and talked about and talked over under fair use? That's protected under fair use. Well, I got those clips from YouTube. The entire movie, It's a Wonderful Life, had been up for North American viewers for several years, had 1 million views. And yet, that remained up while they would continually take down my video. They took it down. Some other people posted it in other places. Listeners, every time you get up to about 12,000 views, they'd shut it down. And because it was about criminal central banks, it had absolutely nothing to do with copyright. But they used the pretense of copyright. And quite frankly, I don't want to get into it, but you know, the North American copyright that's been reasserted for It's a Wonderful Life is bogus, and it's not recognized anywhere else on earth except in the United States. You know, the people, as they kept selling the inventory of these different movie companies from one place to the other, at one of these companies, they forgot to renew the copyright, and it passed into the public domain. That's why it became a big Christmas standard, was because when it passed into the public domain, Ted Turner, with the superstation out of Atlanta, played it all the time in Atlanta. It had never been, it was a failure at the box office. Nobody had ever paid attention to it. Once they started playing it on Turner's channel, it became a classic. And then they were able to reassert their copyright with the compliant regulators, quote-unquote, in the American government. But nobody else recognized that. But regardless, YouTube had left it up there for a couple of years. They took it down, probably, because you had the Federal Reserve complain about it, or some bankers or whatever. It's amazing that they would take it out. That's what they're going to do with copyright violation. Again, as I said, that was the only problem I'd ever had with YouTube until they just pulled the plug on this program's archives years ago. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support. And I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical bottleman and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
What your, who your friends are, what you're saying, they can figure out what you're thinking. And they can steal you blind, folks, if you let them. If you don't understand what this is all about, they will steal you blind. This article here from Breitbart, the CNN search engine, that's really what you ought to call the Google search engine. Quite frankly, I think it's not even right to call Google a search engine. As I said before, Facebook and Twitter are not social media. Google is not a search engine. If you really believe that, then you don't really understand what's going on there. You haven't listened to this program. Google search results overwhelmingly favor mainstream media. Who would have thought, right? According to Northwestern University, this is data compiled by Northwestern University. They did a study. They said Google search results overwhelmingly favor CNN compared to other news sources, followed then by the New York Times and the Washington Post. Isn't that interesting? The three news organizations that have worked the hardest to push the Russiagate conspiracy and to overthrow our election, to do a coup, those are the top-ranked news sources by CNN. Google, even as CNN is collapsing, circling the drain, deep down circling the drain, just about to disappear down the drain. Of the top 20 news sources promoted by Google and its quote-unquote top stories, just one was somewhat right-wing, and I'll say that somewhat, Fox News. But Fox accounted for only 3% of the stories that appeared in the top stories, compared to 10.9%, 11% for CNN, 6.5% for New York Times, 5.6% for the Washington Post. Other mainstream or left-wing media sources represented the top 20 sources include ABC, CBS, NPR, The Huffington Post, The Guardian, BBC, The Verge, Al Jazeera, yeah, they're objective, right? Politico and the LA Times. 86% of all results in Google's top stories came from just those top 20. There you go. The 20 account for the 80%. It's always that way, isn't it? And it is curated. As they point out, we've had a lot of whistleblowers inside Google that have been leaking information about how they are deliberately blacklisting mainstream conservative sources like Breitbart, like InfoWars. We talk about blacklisting completely. Don't say anything at all about InfoWars or Alex Jones, unless it's negative, and then we'll let you get through, right? And, of course, they're saying that the Russiagate thing is not a conspiracy theory. But the idea that these people are rigging the search results, that is a conspiracy theory, they tell us. Well, you can see what the data says. You can see what the leaked memos from inside say. As a matter of fact, you know, when they're going to these outside sources, too, as Facebook and social media are going to go to Snopes, they're going to go to the Southern Poverty Law Center, they're going to go to the Poynter Institute, which, again, is not an institute at all. They like to pretend that they are a journalism school. They've got about 12 people that work for them, including the janitors. I mean, it is unbelievable how fake that institute is. But, of course, they're looking, and they've got a list of over 500 organizations from the Drudge Report to InfoWars to Breitbart to Daily Caller, Project Veritas, Judicial Watch. All those people are fake, says the Poynter Institute. And they reference a website that didn't even have any content on it. But see, all of us are fake. I thought that this Babylon Bee parody, because Babylon Bee is a conservative Christian satire site, you know, kind of like a conservative Christian version of The Onion. This goes back to September 2017. Snopes rates Babylon Bee the world's most accurate news source. Well, why not? It's a satire. And they don't get the joke. I mean, they They literally attacked me because I used a joke from Snopes when Elizabeth Warren was trying to push that she was 1/10,024th American Indian. They had a joke site there, and they said, well, Hillary Clinton says, well, you know, just because I've had a DNA test, and it's proven that I'm only half alien reptilian lizard DNA. I'm not 100% reptilian lizard. I'm only half. And so I put that out. And they contacted Twitter and wanted me taken down because I was targeting poor Hillary Clinton. And I was, of course, fake news and so forth. They have absolutely no sense of humor, these Marxist guardians of political correctness. But as Snopes said, a large team of fact checkers at Snopes.com unanimously voted the Babylon Bee as the world's most accurate news source. They said, it's not even close. Whereas sites like CNN, Fox News, MSNBC are constantly dropping the ball, Babylon Bee has never gotten a single fact wrong. And then, of course, we have the other device. Going back to Facebook, we have the other way that they can do it besides, you know, banning people and promoting others, you know, purging some and pushing others, which is what Google is doing. Facebook's got its own way of doing that. They call it the click gap. And again, this is circular in its definition, just like the warrants, you know, the FISA warrant, how they got that done. Remember how they did that circular path? Well, let's fund a piece of filthy fiction from Hillary Clinton and the DNC. We'll shop it over to a British spy, and we'll let the CIA and the British spies, you know, roll this thing around, and then we'll have John McCain bring it back. They'll leak it to the Washington Post and the New York Times. And then based on that story, the FBI can go before the FISA court and get a search warrant. Well, this is kind of the same way that the same kind of circular path that Facebook is using to censor people. They have something called click gap, where they can favor the established websites, the established media centers, and suppress the others. It'll penalize websites that haven't established quote-unquote authority outside of Facebook. Authority is measured by the number of clicks that they get from sources outside the platform, such as mainstream media sources. So as Breitbart reports, this is how it works. They have Facebook's got a VP, a vice president of integrity, and a vice president of news integrity. How Orwellian is that? And he says this. He says, ClickGap looks for domains with disproportionate number of outbound Facebook clicks compared to their place in the web graph. This can be a sign that the domain is succeeding on newsfeed in a way that doesn't reflect the authority that they've built outside of it and is producing low-quality content. Well, you know, how does it get that authority? And how does it get that web graph? Well, they set that up, see? And because InfoWars was getting passed around by you exercising your free speech, that's why they had just completely ban us. Because even this thing was not shutting us down. Even this click gap, censorship by algorithm, defining legitimacy in a circuitous manner, right? So one of the largest sources for links and citations and news is Wikipedia. Of course, this is the other way they do it. The so-called online encyclopedia. But of course, news from Breitbart, news from InfoWars, news from other sites is blacklisted. So we can't get our stuff on Wikipedia. But of course, they'll use Wikipedia, YouTube will, Facebook will. If they disagree with what you have to say about health issues or about politics or about government narratives, well, they'll point to a Wikipedia entry there. There. You've been refuted. You've been debunked because Wikipedia says so. All right, when we come back, we're going to take a look at what's going on with Julian Assange. Now, that is truly amazing. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed, and that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us in the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now, we're bringing you an all-new version to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Take advantage of the superior form of B12 and head to InfoWarsStore.com today. Get Ultra 12, now at 50% off.
You like Secret 12? This is Secret 12, but twice as strong, so I called it Ultra 12. And we decided, I liked your Secret 12 Plus, but they said, look, when you do Plus, people don't get that it means better and more. Just call it Ultra 12. Well, you know what? I don't like how the label's printed. And it just so happens it had already been labeled with the other. We decided to change the name. So when you peel off the label, underneath it, it's Secret 12 Plus. Twice as strong, 50% off right now. Better than Secret 12 ever was. InfoWarsStore.com, now back in stock after 4 months, sold out.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. In the last segment, I was talking about how Google and Facebook have these trusted authority figures, how 86%, it's actually even better than, 20 different news organizations getting 80% of the traffic on Google search engines. It's 86%. It's almost 90%. The handful of organizations there are the people who always controlled our news in the past. ABC, CBS, NBC, NPR. And then they add to that, a few outside of the country, like The Guardian, for example, or Al Jazeera. The Guardian has completely sold out now. That's why they are trusted, because they're complete sellouts. Look at this headline. Inside Facebook's war room, the battle to protect EU elections. Oh, yeah. See, they're there to protect the elections, not to rig the elections, not to control the elections. And again, until the 23rd of May poll, and for several days thereafter, about 40 people, the magic number, They keep talking about how 40 people. Who are these? We don't know. These anonymous 40 people are going to be controlling political discourse running up to this election. What could possibly be wrong with that? No, it's great, reports The Guardian. They're going to be hunched over screens around the clock and monitoring the shifting pace of online conversation, looking for signs of manipulation. I mean, George Orwell couldn't do a better job of this. They're going to be looking for signs of manipulation, and then they'll step in and make sure that they unmanipulate anything. And what's going to be their way of doing this? As these shills at The Guardian are saying, the scale of the challenge facing Facebook as it tries to clear bad actors from the system is staggering. Poor Mark Zuckerberg. Poor Mark. You know, I mean, the idea that he has to protect our elections worldwide, globally, I mean, it's just a task. It's just too big. We should take that away from him. It's too much responsibility for him. I feel sorry for him. We should help him out and relieve him of that task. I said they did this. They managed a similar operation for the American midterm elections. You hear that? They've already done this for the American midterm elections. Yeah, we told you that was what that was about. That's why they took us off 2 months before the election. Well, 3 months. It was the beginning of August. 2 months later, they took off another 800 sites, conservative, liberal, libertarian sites who opposed the police state, the surveillance state, the endless wars. They all got, boom, oh, you're all fake. Right? 800 sites taken off. And I've talked to many of the people that were taken off, like Free Thought Project. Oh, yeah, of course, they're fake. They're Russian actors, yeah, just like we are, right? In addition to those fake accounts, there are real accounts that are sharing fake news and intentionally spreading disinformation or promoting hate speech. Oh, so, you know, they're going to turn, these 40 people have this gargantuan task where they will determine this. They know what's real, what's fake, and they're going to help us with that. Here's what this looks like. I've told you that China is the beginning of the social credit system, how they're going to roll this out worldwide. They're already doing it now in Australia. An article from Zero Hedge. China's Big Brother social control arrives in Australia. And this is in the northern city of Darwin. Yeah, I guess we could call this Darwinian devolution of our society, of our freedom. It'll include systems to monitor people's activity via the cell phones. They said the new system is based on the monitoring programs that are already set up in China, in Shenzhen, China, where the Chinese Communist Party is testing its social credit system. Officials on the Darwin, Australia City Council traveled to China so they could have a chance to see exactly how their smart technology works prior to being fully rolled out. So I'm saying they call it smart technology. They call these cities where they have around-the-clock surveillance of everybody, they call them smart cities. Just as in China, the surveillance system is being branded as a smart city program. Australian officials claim its operations are benign, and they've announced that it functions to monitor cell phone activity and virtual fences that will trigger alerts if people cross them. Whoa, wait a minute. Did you catch that? Virtual fences? I've got virtual fences. These are restricted areas for me, and the authorities will be alerted if I cross into one of these restricted areas. And, of course, the areas can be restricted on a person-by-person basis, right? Says, we'll be getting sent an alarm saying, there's a person in this area that you've put a virtual fence around. And, boom, an alert goes out to whatever authority, whether it's us or the police, to say, look at camera 5. And, of course, they don't define why they would use these virtual fences and who they would use them against. But, of course, we all know how the Communist Party's social credit system is being used to monitor every person in society, track every element of their life, look at your daily behavior, look at your online shopping, look at your comments, and then assign you a score that'll determine your level of freedom. You have a problem with that? Do you have a problem with the fact that Australia, one of the Five Eyes partners, you know, it's like, Australia, New Zealand, the UK, Canada, and the United States are all unified together. All of our intelligence, surveillance, predators, parasites, whatever you want to call these agencies, are all unified together. They're just happening to do it in Australia first. So it's already coming from, done it in China. They're bringing it over to Australia. They're waiting to massively, they're just doing the test right now. They're going to massively roll this out once they get 5G. They said the tool is used to be, to, will be used to monitor and, well, is being used in communist China to monitor and persecute dissidents, whether it's for their religion or people who oppose the ruling communist party. As I've said many times, this is geospatial intelligence mapping you and your beliefs on, you know, wherever you are. Did they, you know, are they moving around? Did they cross the fence that they're prohibited to cross? Did they get out of their little virtual jail? It's called human domain analytics. They want to master the human domain. Activity-based intelligence. This is all pre-crime anticipatory punishment that they're enacting now in communist China. And now they're going to put this system in Australia. They're calling it the smart city. That's exactly what it's always been. A Chinese human rights lawyer who is a visiting scholar at New York University said in the past, there was Nazi totalitarianism and there was Mao Zedong's totalitarian system. But a totalitarian system powered by the internet and contemporary technology has not existed before. That's why William Binney, the many times I've talked to him, has said, this is already far worse than anything that the East German Stasi secret police had. And this Chinese human rights lawyer says the Communist Party of China is now taking the first step to build such a high-tech totalitarian system by using credit ratings, monitoring, and recording every detail in people's daily life. It's very frightening. And they're now exporting it to Australia as part of the Smart City program, but also, folks, as part of the One Belt, One Road program. What is that? Well, that's China's program to bribe people, you know, to bribe their way into influencing other governments. What we do with our country now is we follow the example that we use gunboat diplomacy and threats of annihilation. China is using a carrot. China is saying, we will have our one belt, one road program. We will build infrastructure for you. And then they're using that to gain control of these people. Because part of the infrastructure, of course, is this smart technology to monitor everything that everybody is doing. As I point out in this article, the American military ought to be concerned about this because we've got a lot of American military in and around the city of Darwin. That will be their way into observing everything that's happening in the U.S. military if they can put that 5G technology there. But we should all be concerned about it because it is all part of the mass surveillance of humanity. I don't want to see this technology in the hands of Washington either. Not in the hands of Washington or Beijing. I don't trust any of those people to know everything about my life and to allocate my freedom based on their scores. Stay with us.
The globalists are hyper-competitive scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality metal gabalamin and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day.
InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every InfoWarrior loves. Powered by iodine and nano silver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silver Soul in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to talk about what's going on with Julian Assange because this is a vital part of our war to protect free speech. And it is absolutely criminal what is being done to him right now in the UK. Go back to a London Festival 2017 where he was speaking via electronic transmission. And listen to what he had to say about the transhumanist agenda and the Silicon Valley executives, plutocrats, if you will. This is from Zero Hedge. This is what he said in 2017. Julian Assange. I know from our sources deep inside those Silicon Valley institutions, they genuinely believe that they are going to produce artificial intelligences that are so powerful relatively soon that people will have their brains digitized, uploaded to these artificial intelligences and live forever in simulation and therefore have eternal life. Assange said, it's a religion for atheists. They'll have eternal life, and given that you're in a simulation, why not program the simulation to have endless drug and sex orgy parties all around you? It's like the 72 virgins, but it's the Silicon Valley atheist equivalent. It absolutely is religion. I've talked about this many times. I mean, the lies of transhumanism are the same ones that we see discussed in the Genesis account. You'll become like God. You'll live forever. That has always been the desire. That has always been the lie, the deception. And these people, as I had Zoltan Isfar, when he was running for president in 2016 to try to draw attention to transhumanism, saying, oh, this is a great thing. And, of course, I asked him, I said, so what are you as a person? He doesn't see himself as anything other than a physical, material being. He doesn't see a soul, for example. And so he thinks that if somehow he can replicate all those physical synapses in the brain and so forth, that he somehow replicated himself. No, that is not going to be the case. He doesn't understand what life is. He isn't going to get eternal life either. He can't even define what temporary life is. He doesn't even know what the human condition is. I said, you can make an exact, try to make an exact copy of yourself, but it's not going to be you. You know, a Xerox copy of a real thing or a picture of a real animal or human being is not the human being. A newsflash for all these people in Silicon Valley. But Assange got to the essence of it. And he's absolutely amazed. And it's not just those of us here looking at this, or a few Christians who are looking at this. Julian Assange, who's not a Christian, is looking at this and saying, this is absolutely amazing. These people are very dangerous. And they truly believe that they're going to become like God and they're going to live forever. And that the rest of us are some kind of subhuman life form that they can just dispense of at their wish, which is what they're doing to Julian Assange. I mean, take a look at what happened over the weekend. We had the story that came out about the reporter in San Francisco. He published some information that was part of a police report. Won't get into the details of it because that part of it is not really relevant. I mean, if you're living there locally, you might be concerned about possible corruption. This is a guy who is a public defender, critical of the police, and somehow he winds up dead. Now, it may have been an accident. It might have been a drug overdose. It might have been a murder. Who knows? But they classified the police report. He somehow got it, and he published it, and he was SWAT teamed. He said, they treated me like I was some kind of a drug dealer. No, they treated you like you were Julian Assange. SWAT team, drug him out, no due process, no constitutional protections. I mean, look at what WikiLeaks put out over the weekend. They said they put it up on Twitter, and you can see it on my Twitter feed, Libertarian. This is a email that they got from Stratfor, and this is what the people were plotting. Going back to 2017. I'm sorry, that was December of 7th, 2010. Going back to 2010, 9 years ago. They said, as they're talking about how they could get Julian Assange and how they could take down WikiLeaks. One other point is this. Ferreting out his confederates is also key. Find out what other disgruntled rogues inside the tent or outside pile on. Move him from country to country to face various charges for the next 25 years, but seize everything that he and his family own, to include every person linked to WikiLeaks. So they're talking about doing this back in 2010. This, folks, is the character, as I tweeted out yesterday. This shows us the character of the people running the NSA, the CIA, the FBI. All these other agencies, MI5, the same people who came after President Trump. This is their character. Yeah, move him from country to country, pile on the charges, and then go after everybody that's tangentially connected to him, take all of their money and so forth. Well, he's currently being held in Belmarsh Prison in London, and now Sweden, even though they had dropped the rape charges, have now reopened the rape investigation. Move him from country to country. This is the strategy, the tactic. They decided to drop the rape charges 2 years ago. But today, Sweden's deputy director of public prosecutors announced that the case would be reopened. And, of course, he also faces a very minor charge in the United States that they're going to pile on to. The Assange rape case has been completely politicized, says the WikiLeaks editor-in-chief. He said, there's been considerable political pressure on Sweden to reopen their investigation. There's always been political pressure surrounding this case. He added, several key details surrounding the investigation were suspicious after a Swedish prosecutor initially found that, quote, there was no crime at all, unquote, after which the case was reopened at the behest of the British authorities, who were doing that at the behest of the American authorities. Understand that. A Swedish prosecutor also refused to question Assange during his forced exile in the Ecuadorian embassy before eventually being impelled by the courts. Swedish authorities then sought to drop the arrest warrant as early as 2013, adding that it was the British government that insisted that the case continue. Remember, I just read you how these people are writing emails to each other saying, let's pile on charges. Let's move him from country to country. In 2010, WikiLeaks editor-in-chief also alleges that he had received reports of Swedish and British authorities destroying documents related to the case, though he didn't provide any evidence, reports RT. He also slammed media reports that Assange had eluded questioning throughout his time in London, insisting, quote, Assange was always willing to answer any questions from Swedish authorities and repeatedly offered to do so for over 6 years. Now, Ecuador is going to give all of his documents and devices, are going to hand them over to the U.S. government, they've announced. Isn't that interesting and coincidental? They've got files that are troves of sensitive information. His lawyers argue it'll deprive him of a right to a proper defense. Having this data will potentially allow the U.S. to build and create new charges, say his lawyers, to allow them to extradite Assange in violation of Ecuador's own asylum policies. Look, understand, Ecuador that has a gross domestic product of $101 billion, as soon as they allowed the police to come in and take Julian Assange away, they got $4 billion from the IMF with a promise of another $6 billion to come. Think about that. Think about that. That would be like a, for the United States, that'd be like a $400 billion payoff to turn over somebody. And, they also point out, well, since Assange is no longer there, we don't know who's, and it's been some time, we don't know who's planted stuff there, who's tampered with that stuff. Are you going to be able to rely on any of that? Well, of course, they'll treat that all as if it was gospel truth. These people who lie to us about everything, coming after the organization and the man who told us the truth about everything, the truth about these liars. And as retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Karen Kwiatkowski, I think is the way you pronounce her name, she wrote this at Lou Rockwell's website. She is saying that he is being tortured at this prison, Belmarsh. They say that this is essentially the U.K.'s version of Gitmo. Folks, we've got to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. I'll tell you a little bit more about that. If you want to support us here at InfoWarsStore.com, at InfoWars, go to InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a lot of products. You can support us. You can be our sponsor, and we offer you deep discounts as we've introduced new products. We've got Ultra 12. It's got twice as much vitamin B12 in it as our Secret 12, and it is half the price as part of our introductory special. We have 50% off all apparel. We have 50% off the Ultimate Bone Broth. You can get Survival Shield X3 for free with a purchase of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, and you can get that at 25% off. We got free products piled on top of discounts to help you sponsor us. Take a look at what we've got at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As we reported in the last segment, Julian Assange, of course, is being held in Belmarsh. This is a prison in the UK. It's kind of like Gitmo. They put terrorists there. Of course, we have our own facilities now in the United States. We don't try to hide that anymore. It's not talked about too much, but we have our communication management units where they use enhanced interrogation and torture techniques against political prisoners. I've talked to friends and relatives of two of those prisoners. And we have Schaefer Cox as well as Marty Gottesfeld are now being held in an Indiana facility that mainstream media is not going to talk about. They basically seal these people who are political dissidents. They seal them off from communication to the outside. They use sleep deprivation and many of the other tactics of Gina Haspel. It's alleged that Julian Assange is being tortured with a psychotropic drug at this site. They said interviewing is the wrong word, writes a retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel as to what's happening to him at Belmarsh. Interviewing, she said, is the wrong word. I'd like to say doctoring him because it'd be more accurate. Except that word implies some kind of care for a positive outcome. Chemical Gina, referring to Gina Haspel, the torturer-in-chief here in the United States, who's now been elevated to head of the CIA by President Trump, has her hands in this one, and we're being told that Assange is being treated with three I'm not even going to try to pronounce this. It's basically BZ. That was a substance, interestingly enough, that was found by the Swiss lab that tested the residue months later around the alleged Skripal poisoning. Remember, we were told that the double agent, Sergei Skripal, and his daughter were poisoned by nerve gas on a park bench, but they didn't die. And the doctor who treated them for 30 minutes didn't die. And then, you know, the next day they've got for a full for the full press to see, they've got all these people out there in hazmat outfits. Now, the doctor who treated them for 30 minutes, who didn't die, and they all would have died if it had been Novichok nerve gas. That's eight times more toxic than our own nerve gas. But that doctor said, well, I thought they'd had some kind of an opioid overdose. Once they finally, you know, of course, Theresa May, Nikki Haley, Pentagon, and Gina Haspel, all gaslighted President Trump. He took some actions, expelling Russian diplomats and so forth. He didn't send any missiles, which is what they wanted to do into Syria. But he took action based on what these people were telling him. The Russians said, well, let's let this be tested. You know, there's a Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. They have about a half dozen labs worldwide that are authorized to do these kinds of tests. Finally, they sent a sample to this lab many months later. And the lab said, well, what we found was BZ, which is the substance that they're alleging is being used against Julian Assange. And, of course, the place where this all happened was just a few miles from the chemical weapons facility in the UK, Portland Down. And they said, and a pristine, undegraded sample, said the Swiss lab, of Novichok. Now, remember, this was months and months later. That was kind of their way in the subtext of telling you that that had been added before they sent the sample in. So now he's being exposed to BZ. And as they said, soldiers on BZ can only remember fragments of the experience afterward. As the drug wears off and the subjects will have trouble discerning what is real, Many experienced anxiety, aggression, even terror, reported the New Yorker. The drug's effect lasted for days. At its peak, volunteers were totally cut off in their minds, jolting from one fragmented existence to the next, seeing visions. Sounds very much like what they did to Skripal and his daughter. But it is alleged that's what they're doing to Julian Assange right now, chemically lobotomizing him.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just talking about what is being alleged that's happening to Julian Assange. This is coming from a retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Karen Kwiatkowski, I think is the way it's pronounced. She wrote an article posted at Lou Rockwell's website. And what she is alleging is that Assange is being chemically lobotomized by the use of BZ. BZ is a class 2 chemical warfare drug. It has other uses besides chemical warfare, but it can be used on people. And it's, again, what they found with the Skripal poisoning. They said, the lab said, well, we found pristine, undegraded samples of Novichok along with BZ. They mentioned BZ first. It's like, well, why would you even have BZ? But, of course, BZ would produce the kinds of symptoms of the doctor who worked on them for a half hour, who also did not die, said it looked like they'd had an opioid overdose. And as I just told you before we went to break, soldiers on BZ could only remember fragments of the experience afterwards. They had trouble discerning what was real and what wasn't. They were totally cut off. They said they'd see visions of little tiny baseball players competing on a tabletop diamond or animals or people or objects that would materialize and vanish. In the words of CCR, tambourines and elephants were playing on the lawn. But it has lasting effects. Prior to being extradited, they believe that they're playing with Julian Assange. When you look at the lasting effects of this, they mention the chemical torture of an MI5 agent, David Shaler, who, after he was released, now believes that he is the second coming of Christ. The lasting effects of this chemical lobotomization. They point out that he was a former MI5 agent. He made the mistake of exposing the UK's support of terror operations in Libya. And as a result, he spent 3 weeks at Belmarsh after a conviction for breaching the Official Secrets Act. After he got out of the prison, he was broken. He was delusional. And again, he thinks he's now Jesus Christ. It's alleged that Julian Assange has been there since April the 11th. So now we're looking at about 4 weeks for Julian Assange. He's going to get the full treatment. And then, as we see with bringing back these charges in Sweden, it looks like exactly what they said back in 2010. What happened in 2010? Oh, that was when they released all those files showing what Hillary Clinton was doing in Libya, you know, getting the same treatment that you just heard about that MI5 agent. And that was when Stratfor was saying, we're going to pile on the charges. We're going to move him from country to country for 25 years. We're going to get him and the finances of anybody that's even tangentially connected to WikiLeaks. And so, as we saw last week, President Trump pardoned a soldier who was convicted of murder. But Julian Assange is rotting in this UK version of Gitmo just because he engaged in journalism. What Julian Assange did was no different than what the Washington Post and the New York Times did during the Pentagon Papers. He did it better, quite frankly. That's why they're coming after him. But comparing him to the guy who was released, who was pardoned, that was U.S. Army First Lieutenant Michael Behena. He was found guilty in a trial of unpremeditated murder, sentenced to 25 years in 2009. President Trump has now issued him a full pardon, but no pardon for Julian Assange, who saved the United States and the world from Hillary Clinton. After taking Mansour in for questioning over a roadside bombing in Iraq in 2008, the U.S. Army decided they didn't have enough evidence to tie him to any crime, so he was released after having been held for 10 days. However, Behena decided that he would do his own interrogation. So he took him on the day that he was set to be released, started questioning him. He stripped him of his clothing to interrogate him and admitted that he told Mansour that he would kill him if he didn't give the information that he wanted. This guy, Behena, then claimed that he acted in self-defense after Mansour, who was naked and unarmed at the time, attempted to take his weapon while they were on their way to return him back to his hometown. So he had no other choice but to shoot him. And so he's been pardoned, but not Julian Assange. And as Glenn Greenwald pointed out on April 11th, when they arrested Julian Assange out of the Ecuadorian embassy, as Glenn Greenwald points out, he said, here's the Trump Department of Justice announcement about the indictment of Julian Assange. It only relates to 2010 documents. Those are the ones where, you know, where we saw the cold-blooded murder of people on the ground. You could see in the video, same thing that these soldiers were seeing. You could see that the people that they were shooting down, at least one of them was holding a camera. Then when the ambulance came, they shot the ambulance up. You know, they waited until the ambulance got there and they were carrying people in the ambulance and they shot them up again. That was released, along with a lot of documents about what Hillary Clinton was doing in Libya. And that was 2010. That was a few years before, you know, we had the, massacre there that, 13 hours was about. But in 2010, you could see the email saying, we're going to pile on the charges. We're going to get this guy for the next 25 years. And as Glenn Greenwald points out, this indictment from the Trump Department of Justice only relates to the 2010 classified documents. It has absolutely nothing to do with the alleged hacking of the DNC, which WikiLeaks said they didn't do, which a former UK ambassador said, I went to the U.S. to pick up that information on a thumb drive. William Binney and other technical experts, William Binney was global technical head for the NSA for decades. He blew the whistle when they began illegally, unconstitutionally spying on everybody in America when they didn't need to. There was already software that he and others had done internally. This was to pay off people in the military industrial complex, spend billions of dollars on that kind of stuff so they could spy illegally on the rest of us. Clapper lied about that. Of course, Richard Burr, who is now coming after Donald Trump Jr., never had anything to say about James Clapper lying under oath to that same Senate Intelligence Committee about something that was very substantial. And yet, he's trying to entrap Donald Trump Jr. in some kind of a process crime. Mueller himself has said there was no collusion. You have William Binney and others say there was absolutely no way that that information was hacked over the internet. So it wasn't a state actor, just as Julian Assange and the others had said. And as Glenn Greenwald points out, it only relates to the 2010 classified documents about Iraq and Afghanistan. It doesn't have anything to do with the 2016 election. And yet, there is no pardon for Julian Assange. He's getting the full Gitmo treatment. This truly is shameful, folks. When you look at this, when you look at this reporter in San Francisco getting SWAT teamed by the local police, when we look at Facebook setting up global rules for free speech and the media just reporting on it, it's like, oh, well, you know, they're doing their due diligence. They've got a big job ahead of them. You know, they've got to moderate the election coming up in Europe at the end of this month, just like they moderated the midterm elections here in America to make sure the Democrats win. What is going on with this? Why is the Trump administration and the Republican Party sitting by passively? It doesn't make any sense if you're looking at this even from their own self-interest. But they certainly don't care about the existential threat to America and everything that we stand for. I mean, when you look at how these people are moderating information, how Facebook has got an army of foreign contractors as a headline, reading your posts every day. I mean, how did we get into this kind of Orwellian situation so quickly? And folks, it's not stopping. They're accelerating. It's pedal to the metal, straight into the gulags, as Matt Drudge said when he came here in the fall of 2015. He said Facebook and all these social media places are gulags. They're luring everybody into these controlled areas, and then they're going to drop the hammer, and they're doing it. And nobody in Washington is doing anything about this. We even have conservative libertarian think tanks pushing back on this and saying, well, you don't have any free speech rights. We have to worry about privacy, you know, because the Democrats were very upset that Cambridge Analytica analyzed the data as Obama's campaign team bragged that they did. They were patted on the back for being so clever when they did it. But everybody's freaked out about privacy. Nobody cares about free speech. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about the anti-Mother's Day celebrations yesterday.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now, we're bringing you an all-new version to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Take advantage of the superior form of B12 and head to InfoWarsStore.com today. Get Ultra 12, now at 50% off.
You like Secret 12? This is Secret 12, but twice as strong, so I called it Ultra 12, and we decided I liked Secret 12 Plus, but they said, look, when you do Plus, people don't get that it means better and more. Just call it Ultra 12. Well, you know what? I don't like how the label's printed, and it just so happens it already been labeled with the other. We decided to change the name, so when you peel off the label, underneath it, it's Secret 12 Plus. Twice as strong, 50% off right now. Better than Secret 12 ever was. InfoWarsStore.com, now back in stock after 4 months, sold out.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us, and it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Stacy in the great state of Texas, in FEMA Region 6, you're on the air worldwide, Stacy.
Good to talk to you. Before I get into what I want to say, I just want to let you know that I don't normally take vitamins at all. I was turned on to the Ultimate Female Force. I looked at all the ingredients, and they're all organic, root, things like that I trust. you know, because I've seen a lot of other vitamins. They don't have things that they say that they have in them. And they're often not things that are natural. So I appreciate that.
Well, what happened with Ultimate Female Force? Tell us about it.
Well, it's really great. You know, it's like a multivitamin. I take it. It tastes good. It doesn't have that nasty aftertaste. It actually has kind of a pleasant aftertaste. And, you know, it just gives me energy and fuels me throughout the day. So I really like it.
Well, just so you know, we look at whatever the best herbs are. They're known to turbocharge women. And then we get the organic ones and put it in it. So, yeah, stamina, libido, energy. These are amazing things in Ultimate Female Force. So I'm glad you plugged it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Well, yesterday was Mother's Day, and best wishes to all the mothers out there. As I said yesterday, I think it's the most important job in the world. I really do believe the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Unfortunately, today we've turned that job over to the federal government in most cases, and we have the Democrat Party anxious to make sure that they are going to be the ones to raise your children. Are you going to let them? Are you going to abandon your children to the state? Kudos to the mothers who don't, who understand what's going on. But the way Planned Parenthood yesterday celebrated Mother's Day was to put out this tweet. Some men have a uterus. Some men have a uterus. And they just repeated it as many times as they could. And, of course, you know, if you look at their website up at the top there, it says, hashtag, this is healthcare. No, it isn't. No, it isn't healthcare. I tweeted that out. That's amazing that they put out on Mother's Day. Some men have a uterus, some men have a uterus, and put that over and over again. That's Planned Parenthood for you. I said, these are the same people that tell you that a baby is not a person. These are the same people that tell you a baby is not human. Why are these insane deceivers given any money to harm women? And that's really what's happening with us. Every law that tries to protect women's health. They say, oh, this is about women's health. No, it's not. Look at how they have shut down laws. I just talked about it on Friday before they put up this insane tweet. How a federal judge in Virginia has struck down a law that's been in place since 1975 in Virginia, saying that you have to be a licensed medical doctor to do an abortion. An abortion is a serious operation. It can have serious complications. I mean, Kermit Gosnell is in prison right now for killing a woman during an abortion. Part of that was because he was seen to have let subordinates perform the abortion in a very careless manner. And if you're concerned about women's health, why aren't you concerned as we saw these laws that were put in the aftermath of Kermit Gosnell saying, well, we don't want a woman who has a severe complication during this operation. We don't want her in a situation where the ambulance personnel, the emergency personnel, can't get a gurney through the hallways, can't get a gurney through the doorways. So they tried doing that here in Texas. Oh, no, said the women who support women's health. We're not going to allow that because we know that you just want to stop abortions. So we're going to put women's health at risk so that we can have abortions. And the Supreme Court struck that down. The U.S. Supreme Court. Same thing in Louisiana. They said, well, you're going to have to be close to a hospital and be admitted into a hospital. You got to be a real doctor who can get your patient into the hospital. Oh, no, we're not going to allow that, said the Supreme Court. And then you got a federal judge saying, no, we're not going to require that you have doctors doing abortion. And these people say this is about women's health? Come on. They're lying to you. They're deceiving you. It's as phony as this stuff. Some men have a uterus. No, they don't. No, they don't. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. And then, of course, removing laws to protect minors as well as minor women's health, removing parental notification in many jurisdictions. All of these are anti-woman, anti-health. And, of course, that law in Virginia was in place since 1975. And a federal judge just struck it down. I guess that means that we can just strike down Roe v. Wade, which was put in effect about the same time, 1973, right? And that is being done. It's being done across the country. And they're very upset about that. We're going to talk about the real pushback that was happening on Mother's Day. That's why I talk about it being anti-Mother's Day. Yeah, a lot of people were saying, you know, I'm so grateful for what my mother did in my life. Many people are thanking their wives for all the hard work they did in raising their children, giving them children and so forth. And you have the Planned Parenthood people and people in Hollywood, they're out there saying, we got to go on a sex strike. No more children. And so the question is, I had this last week, you know, the reaction of Michelle Obama, absolutely amazed. Why did any women vote for President Trump? Well, you know, it may happen again, quite frankly. As we're looking, this came out at the end of the week last week, more women donated to President Trump's reelection campaign than any of the candidates running for the Democrat nomination in 2020. 10,375 women donated to Trump in the first quarter of 2019, more than double the number two, which was Kamala Harris. She had 3,800 people. So she had about 38% of the number of people who voted. As a matter of fact, these were a lot of women who were giving small donations. You know, when they talk about Bernie Sanders, they're like, look at this. He's got a lot of people giving small amounts of money. Well, that's what happened with the women donating to President Trump. A lot of women giving small donations. Kirsten Gillibrand got the highest average donation. The average donor to Kirsten Gillibrand was $1,300. Kamala Harris, $935. President Trump, $141. So he's getting a lot of women giving a lot of grassroots support from women. And so you have Michelle Obama upset about that. She talked at the U.S. Women's Summit and said, what is going on in our heads? Roll that clip.
We're still at that stage where we're trying to figure out what it means to be women.
Yeah, we still think that men have uteruses.
What we think of ourselves, what we think of each other. And, you know, sorry, in light of this last election, I'm concerned about us as women and how we think about ourselves and about each other and what's really going on. I mean, I think more about what is going on in our heads where we let that happen, you know? So I do wonder, what are young girls dreaming about if we're still there? Where, when the most qualified person running
was a woman. All right, that's enough of the surgeon. Yeah, what happened? That's her, you know, what happened? Women? What happened to us? Well, kind of like Hillary Clinton. Let me tell you what happened, Michelle. Remember when your husband forced transgenders into bathrooms? And on the same day, about a month ago, we had one case that was in Illinois. A federal judge is allowing a lawsuit against transgender facilities and a school district to proceed, but he warned the students who were complaining, the women, the female students who were complaining. He said, if the government allows boys who claim to be female to use the girls' bathrooms and locker rooms, then the girls have no right to visual bodily privacy. There's a lot of women who don't like that, Michelle. A lot of men who don't like that either. He says, so far, the right to not be seen unclothed by the opposite sex is not on the Supreme Court's list. So from this judge's perspective, we don't have any rights unless they are given to us by the Supreme Court. So perhaps if the Supreme Court wills it, we might have the privilege of not being seen unclothed by the opposite sex. But if the Supreme Court doesn't say that, then Barack Obama can take that right away. And on the same day, it came out that in Michigan, they're moving forward in Lansing, Michigan with a complaint after a woman said that Planet Fitness canceled her membership because she complained about a man in the woman's locker room. She said its policy permits biologically intact men to have unfettered use of the women's locker room, including showers, lockers, all other aspects of the locker room, even if children are present. I think women have had enough of that, Michelle. I think that's what's behind all this. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You know, the worst part about getting old, and I'm still strong at 45, is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and the longer the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit, be a word of mouth, or to pray for us, or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now, commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality methylcobalamin and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American Revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
You know, this week the House, under Nancy Pelosi, is going to vote on the Equality Act, the so-called Equality Act, which basically is an attempt to overthrow the free expression of religion. It's to force the issue that the free exercise of religion is subordinate to the free exercise of, and it's not even really in conflict with the free exercise of LGBT expressions. It means that they want to compel you against your conscience to celebrate what they are doing, their choices that they're making. What they're doing with the Equality Act is they're trying to make the LGBT choice, they're trying to put that on equal status with race and biological sex. This is being done for the transgender agenda. As a Family Research Council, as James Dobson's organization said, it will finally destroy religious liberty in this country if it's passed. Now, it's not going to pass through the Senate or through President Trump's veto, but this is where the Democrat Party is. And if Michelle Obama wants to know why women are voting for President Trump, I mean, you just take a look at these two cases that I mentioned. You know, situation at Planet Fitness where they're going to allow biologically intact men to have unfettered use of the women's locker room, including showers and so forth. And they're taking that to a trial, but you've got a trial that's being brought by young women at school in a school district in Illinois. And this is coming from Obama, from her husband, the Obama-era transgender policy that permits boys who claim to be female to use the girls' bathrooms, showers, and locker rooms. And the judge says, well, so far, you haven't been given a right by the Supreme Court to any kind of visual privacy. The right to not be seen unclothed by the opposite sex is not on the list of rights that the Supreme Court has. My contempt for this so-called judicial system that we have, I don't even know what to say about these people, because they are not, that they have taken it upon themselves, and we're playing along with this, and President Trump, unfortunately, is playing along with this in so many different ways. Any federal judge anywhere can veto the president's constitutional authority as well as his duty to protect our borders. And he plays along with it. I mean, the founders of this country said the court doesn't have that kind of power. They're the least dangerous of all the branches, said Alexander Hamilton, because they don't have any way to enforce their edicts. And, of course, you had Andrew Jackson saying, well, the Supreme Court's made their decision. Let's see them enforce it. He went ahead and did what he was already doing. We have separation of powers, and you can't have one branch of government dictating to the other. But just as the Congress has turned over their legislative duty to the administrative state, all these different bureaucrats that are there forever, the deep state that never leaves, never elected, never accountable to us, and our elected representatives, I don't even know why we have elections anymore. It doesn't make any difference. If people are going to bow down to these unelected judges, to these unelected bureaucrats, and pretend that they don't have any power in Congress and the presidency, then elections really don't mean anything, do they? Well, you can watch these things. If we lose these elections, you can watch it devolve much more quickly. That's really what's going to happen. And so when we look at the people who are not happy with Joe Biden, as a matter of fact, his support with women is far less than it is with President Trump. We just talked about how many women are donating to President Trump versus how many women are donating to even Kirsten Gillibrand or Kamala Harris. Far more donating to President Trump. And they're not too happy with Joe Biden either. You know, when you talk about the creepy stuff that Joe Biden does, I don't think that's anywhere near as creepy as what Obama forced on people by saying we're going to have biological males put into the bathrooms. That is far more offensive, far more encroaching, far creepier than any of the stuff even that Joe Biden has been accused of. Yeah, that's what's going on, Michelle. It's people pushing back against that. It's kind of interesting out of the UK. They're talking about how the feminists have worked for a long time in the UK to try to push back against the transgender agenda. You know, people, men who come in and say, well, I identify as a male, so even as a female, so even though I am biologically a male, I get to compete in these sports or whatever. And women get banned from Twitter by saying men are not women. And yet Planned Parenthood can say some men have uteruses, some men have uteruses, and they can do that and not get banned. And I don't want them banned. I think that people should be able to see that insanity. But what happened in the UK was when the feminists failed against this transgender insanity, you know who succeeded? The Muslims. So that should give you an idea, LGBT, who is the top dog and all this stuff. You know, they... The Democrat coalition of identity politics is going to come apart. They had a program in Birmingham, UK, a program called No Outsiders. It was organized by Andrew Moffitt. It's been on the curriculum to teach students as young as five all about same-sex families and transgenderism and so forth. When the Muslims got wind of the LGBT curriculum, they staged a massive protest. They pulled more than 600 Muslim children from the school, and they stopped the LGBT curriculum, even though the British feminists could never make headway. And, of course, what happened about the Christians? Oh, well, they don't even exist, not in the UK. And the United Methodist and many of these mainline Christian denominations are coming apart over the LGBT issues here. I mean, they don't even know what they believe anymore. And the people who do know what they believe are going to be shut down if this Equality Act or the Democrats get enough votes. They'll tell you that, hey, you don't have any right, you know, to visual bodily privacy unless the Supreme Court says you do. I mean, just think about the fact when they redefined marriage, homosexual marriage lost even in California, even with all the money from Tim Cook and Apple Computer, they still lost something like 60-40 in California. It took the Supreme Court's usurping the power to define marriage to push that through. And so it's not surprising yesterday to see CNN running its obligatory annual message about how the woman who invented Mother's Day came to hate it. Oh, well, it's all about the commercialization. She didn't like the commercialization, they say. And this is coming from the organization, the news organization, CNN, that not only hates traditional families, but they also get funded. Talk about commercialization. They get funded by Big Pharma Ask Your Doctor ads. That's one of their key sponsors. And they want to talk about women's health? Give me a break. We have, as The Guardian, again, wringing their hands about the fact that extreme abortion laws are shining the light on how President Trump is courting the religious right. Yes, we have laws not just in Georgia, but in many states, they have introduced heartbeat bills. And that's what got the Hollywood left and Planned Parenthood so upset yesterday on Mother's Day. All of these bills to stop women from killing babies. They don't like that. You've got men in China and India can't even find wives because you had millions of young girls killed with abortion or infanticide when they instituted the one-child policy in China and so forth. You know, that's one way you can shut down Mother's Day, isn't it? You know, you can have this insane agenda that they're selling us here in the United States for environmentalism. Of course, it involves population control. It involves depopulation. And you've had these same people that are pushing this agenda suggesting that we need to impose a limit on the number of children that can be had in the United States, just like China did. Well, China's even pulled back from it because they have so many young males who can't find a mate. And that is a very dangerous situation for a government. The only way that they can control that kind of unrest is to have foreign wars that they can send their young men to. That may be on the agenda. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Yeah.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy-to-use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours, so take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every InfoWarrior loves. Powered by iodine and nano silver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silver Soul in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we have a lot of heartbeat abortion bills that are being introduced in a lot of different states. It's not just Georgia. That's where the Hollywood left are focused on right now. But as NBC reports, there's a new Mississippi law that if it survives a court challenge will make it nearly impossible for most pregnant women to get an abortion in Mississippi. Also in Louisiana or Alabama or Georgia and Ohio and Kentucky and on and on. And we'll talk about this in just a moment, but you know, we played for you the Philadelphia State Representative Brian Sims berating and bullying. And of course, he hasn't been punished by social media. He was proud of the video that he put up where he's bullying people. You have a woman who is there praying at an abortion clinic. She's not even saying anything. He's the one that's doing all the shouting and the bullying. And of course, there's no penalty whatsoever because that is not hate. We know that if you hate Christians or you hate people who are standing up for the lives of innocent babies, that's not hate, right? You're just doing that for women's health. But then, of course, they don't care if a woman has access to ambulance service or if the abortion is done by a doctor, they just struck that down. Or if you can get to a hospital, none of that stuff matters. You know, that they want to talk about women's health, but that doesn't matter. The important thing is the abortion. And Alyssa Milano is calling for her sex strike thing. She says, our reproductive rights are being erased. Until women have legal control over our own bodies, we cannot risk pregnancy. Now, notice these people never say anything about mandated vaccines. My body, my choice. They don't say anything about the attempt to shut down stem cell research that is your own stem cells. You know, if you want to have your stem cells taken out of your body, out of your body fat, they can extract stem cells. Those can be used for very effective treatment. And because it's effective, they want to shut this down. It's my cells, my choice. As I interviewed Dr. Kristen Camella, a pioneer in that field. But no, they don't care about that. No, they're going to have the laws shut down your ability to use your own stem cells to try to treat your diseases. They're going to force you to have mandatory vaccines. But, of course, when it's a question as to whether or not that is simply your body or whether or not there's another body being affected there, and that's the real issue. Oh, well, that, now it's all about my body, my choice. They don't ever take that position on these more obvious, should be no controversial positions. If they're all about their own body and their own choice, their own cells and their own choice, where are they on these other issues? No, they just care about an abortion. And so she said, join me by not having sex until we get back bodily autonomy. So I'm calling for a sex strike. Pass it on. And, of course, all of these people in Hollywood, many of whom make their living as soft porn film stars, are jumping on the bandwagon there. We got people like Evan Rachel Wood. We have people like Bette Midler. No longer doing that since she's now 73, but that's been her past. All jumping onto that. And it was kind of interesting to see Unplanned, the movie, pushing back against these Hollywood people, saying, well, we actually agree with Alyssa Milano. Unplanned, the movie, was about the, you know, Abby Johnson and realizing what an abortion was. She was working at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Houston. And when she saw the baby fighting for its life on ultrasound, she said, that's it. I'm done. And they made a movie about that. They said, well, you know, we agree with her because sex actually does result in new human beings. And self-respect as well as respect for babies' lives is going to include abstinence. Of course, I don't know if anybody in Hollywood's got any self-respect. But they should respect the lives of the babies. And they should understand that sex can and does result in new human babies. And it's especially important in a world, as they said, that exterminates the babies that are unplanned. So, yeah, they agree with Alyssa Milano and Bette Midler and Evan Rachel Wood that maybe you should act a little bit more responsibly. But, of course, they're jumping in, as Evan Rachel Wood is, oh, let's have mandatory vasectomies on men. And that's not the first time we've seen this. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we had a Democrat Illinois state representative, Diane Pappas, said she believes the answer to preventing abortions is not for women to act responsibly, but for men to be castrated and charged to store their sperm. She said, you know, ladies, with technology the way it is, we wouldn't have an abortion problem if we adopted a plan. Now, I've been told it's a bit radical, but if we allowed men to be castrated, took the sperm to the bank, collected tax dollars for it on storage, and then when it's time, have men decide that he's ready to begin a family, well, then the problem is solved. No, the way you solve the problem is you get rid of these radical feminists in the Democrat Party. That's the way you solve it. But, of course, it's not just the women. We had John Rogers from Alabama. Remember the guy who came out and said, well, you know, some kids are unwanted, so you kill them now or you kill them later. Well, what he's saying is I may bring a bill to force all men to have vasectomies. That would end this whole debate. There'd be no abortions, and eventually there'd be no more voters. It's just amazing where the people go. I mean, it would be funny if they weren't really serious about this, folks. They're not. This is not hyperbole for these people. They hate men so much that they want to sterilize all men. And I guess if all men, you know, if some men have uteruses, according to them, I don't know what they're talking about. Elizabeth Warren is saying that prejudice is the reason that black women have worse maternal health outcomes. No, it may be because they have worse maternal outcomes because you have a black genocide that was planned from the very beginning by Margaret Sanger. You had Prescott Bush, the father of George H.W. Bush, was her treasurer at the very beginning. That's why the Bush family has always been big supporters of Planned Parenthood throughout history. But this is where this is all headed, folks. And as we see this Pennsylvania representative who berated that lady who was just silently praying outside the Planned Parenthood facility in Philadelphia. It's been pushed back in a couple of different ways. First came out the report on Tucker Carlson, woman whose daughters were allegedly harassed because they harassed the elderly lady plus a couple of young girls. The mother of the young girls said that they prayed for him. She said she brought her 13- and 15-year-old daughters with their friend with her to pray outside the clinic. She said, so after our first altercation with him, you know, I went and talked to my girls and told them, you know, I'm really sorry this happened. I'm really proud of you for being here. She said this is something we wanted to do in the lead up to Easter. It was going to begin that night with Thursday Mass. I told them sometimes it's hard to do the right thing, but I was really proud of them. And then they prayed for him. And there was a massive rally, over 1,000 people this last weekend pushing back against his bullying. They're upset about it, even if Facebook and Twitter and social media aren't. But when we talk about what's really involved here, there's an amazing story about a doctor who performed 1,200 abortions. He's a gynecologist who reveals what finally stopped him. You know, he and his daughter were having trouble conceiving. And just like my wife and I, when they adopted, all of a sudden his wife got pregnant. They had two children, which is the adopted girl was just about 6 years old. She was killed, struck and killed by a car in front of their home. And he said, at that point in time, he said for the first time he started thinking about what he was actually doing, that he was taking a life. And he said, I didn't see this woman's wonderful right to choose. I didn't see what a great physician I was in helping her with her problem. I didn't even see the $800 cash that I just made in 15 minutes. All I could see was that that was somebody's son or daughter. And he said, that was the beginning of the end. You know, the thing I thought was interesting about this, and this is the way, this is the way things work in our lives. It took him several months before he actually stopped doing abortions, even though he found the practice to be repugnant. He said it rocked him to his core. He'd feel sick after even starting an abortion. But it took him a few months, and then said, finally, he said, once you realize that killing a baby the size of your hand for money is wrong, then it doesn't take you too long to figure out that it doesn't matter how big or how small that child is, it's still somebody's son or daughter. And he just walked away. Walked away from the money. Walked away from that practice. Folks, if you want to support us here at InfoWarsStore.com, we've got some specials to help you to do that, to make it a win-win situation for both you and for us. We've got a lot of deep discounts, 50% off all apparel, off of bone broth, and off of Ultra 12. That's a new, higher intensity vitamin B12 than Secret 12. It's 50% off as well. We also have a special code for all the listeners of this program. Just key in the code Wake Up at checkout to save 10% off of Wake Up America. That's all of our organic coffees. We've got two different blends. We have an immune support blend and what we call a Patriot blend. You can save 10% off that organic coffee. Just key in the code Wake Up to save 10% off of Wake Up America coffee. Don't forget to check me out on Twitter. You'll still find me there. You'll have to look for me specifically because I don't put my stuff around too much anymore. Libertarian. You can also find me on YouTube, youtube.com/libertarian. And you can find me on InfoWars, infowars.com/David-Knight-show. And support the sponsors of the radio and television stations that carry this program. Thanks for listening.
Stacy in the great state of Texas, in FEMA Region 6, you're on the air worldwide, Stacy.
Good to talk to you. Before I get into what I want to say, I just want to let you know that I don't normally take vitamins at all. I was turned on to the Ultimate Female Force. I looked at all the ingredients, and they're all organic, root, things like that, that I trust. You know, because I've seen a lot of other vitamins, they don't have things that they say that they have in them. And they're often not things that are natural. So I appreciate that.
Well, what happened with Ultimate Female Force? Tell us about it.
Well, it's really great. You know, it's like a multivitamin. I take it. It tastes good. It doesn't have that nasty aftertaste. It actually has kind of a pleasant aftertaste. And, you know, it just gives me energy and fuels me throughout the day. So I really like it.
Well, just so you know, we look at whatever the best herbs are. They're known to turbocharge women. And then we get the organic ones and put it in it. So, yeah, stamina, libido, energy, these are amazing things in Ultimate Female Force, so I'm glad you plugged it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.